11. 빈칸 추론. 대표 기출.
Heritage is concerned with the ways in which very selective material artifacts, mythologies, memories, and traditions become resources for the present. The contents, interpretations, and representations of the resource are selected according to the demands of the present. An imagined past provides resources for a heritage that is to be passed on to an imagined future. It follows, too, that the meanings and functions of memory and tradition are defined in the present. Further, heritage is more concerned with meanings than material artifacts. It is the former that give value, either cultural or financial, to the latter, and explain why they have been selected from the near infinity of the past. In turn, they may later be discarded as the demands of present societies change, or even, as is presently occurring in the former Eastern Europe, when pasts have to be reinvented to reflect new presents. Thus, heritage is as much about forgetting as remembering the past.
There are many instances of rapid work on the part of the great composers, and their facility and quickness of composition causes great wonder and admiration. But our admiration is often misdirected. When we hear of some of the speedy writing of great works by Mozart or Mendelssohn, we might think that this speed was of the composing power as well as of pen. But in fact, such was seldom the case. These great musicians generally did their composition mentally, without reference to pen or piano, and simply postponed the unpleasant manual labor of committing their music to paper until it became absolutely necessary. Then they got credit for incredible rapidity of composition. But it is no light matter to quickly and correctly pen a long and complicated composition. To realize this, one has only to copy a piece of music or to try to put into notes some piece of music previously memorized.
실전 독해 연습.
One of the most dramatic, if less scientific, illustrations of the power of collective wisdom comes from the television show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? This is a game show in which contestants can win large sums of money by giving correct answers to a series of questions. Each multiple-choice question has four possible answers. When stumped, the contestant can either call an expert, selected in advance, usually the smartest or most knowledgeable person the contestant knows, or poll the studio audience. A researcher went through the statistics for how these lifelines worked out. Calling an expert was pretty good, producing the correct answer about two-thirds, 65% of the time. But polling the studio audience yielded the right answer 91% of the time. Thus, a crowd of random people sitting in a television studio was more likely to get the right answer than a carefully chosen expert.